The Love Affair event is back at Whole Foods Market through Valentine's Day with sales to help you celebrate that special someone. Set the tone with gifts like scented candles and Whole Foods Market's 24-stem bunch of roses. Skip the reservation and make a sizzling surf and turf with deals on quality steaks, lobster tails, and more. Dessert pro tip? You'll find their chocolate-covered strawberries in the bakery department. Feel the love with delicious savings at Whole Foods Market.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof that being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie is with us. And Sarah, why did you decide on Tallinn in Estonia for a weekend break?
Hi, Matt. I'd like to say lots of interesting things, but actually it was a bit of a last minute fluke, really. We were trying to find myself and a couple of friends. We were celebrating a birthday and we were saying we'd go somewhere for the night. And we just found cheap flights with Ryanair, out really early on a Saturday morning, back Monday lunchtime, and decided just to go for it. So it's a really handy little weekend break, because it's such a small little city that, you know, you actually see quite a lot in 2 days. It's only a 3-hour flight. It's about 10 minutes from the airport to the old town. And it's so cheap and accessible. So that was actually the real reason why we went. But it's always been somewhere that I've seen gorgeous pictures of the old town and wanted to see properly. I saw it a long, long time ago. But it was absolutely gorgeous. Really, really enjoyed the weekend.
Okay, so tell us, what did you see?
The main thing you see, I mean, if you hadn't kind of planned anything, the minute you arrive in the old town, you can't help but see this gorgeous old town square, which it kind of looks like something out of a Disney movie, or you do feel like you've stepped back in time a bit. It is the best, one of the best preserved medieval cities in Europe. And it's the UNESCO World Heritage Site. And you've got like this picture perfect cobblestone streets, multicoloured, different types of architecture in this massive square. And it's all surrounded by little alleyways and side streets. And then you've got like these 14th century castle walls that go all the way around the city, with huge big towers at the end and gates, dramatic gates to go into it. So the old town is absolutely gorgeous, and it really, really is a showstopper. So if you did nothing else but just kind of wander around there for a few hours, I think you'd be very, very happy.
What about cathedrals and castles?
Yeah, there's a lovely cathedral again that is a must see. It's a Russian Orthodox Alexander Nevsky Cathedral, built in 1900 when Estonia was part of the Russian Empire. And it's a dramatic, beautiful looking cathedral with those kind of onion shaped domes that you'd see in Moscow or St. Petersburg. So really ornate on the outside, beautiful inside, free to enter. And you can even attend a service there. And it's at the top of this hill, with Tumpeia Hill. So on the way up to the hill, you've got gorgeous gardens. You've got, again, more of these beautiful streets to explore, more sort of modern buildings up there. Again, very different colours and a little bit more of an affluent area. But because you're rising uphill, you've got these gorgeous views over the old town as well. So you've got nice little kind of curio shops, and it's just a really, really nice area all around there. The viewing platforms, as I said, are lovely. And there's lots of gardens. There's actually another castle, Tumpeia Castle, there as well, which is, again, free to enter. Guided tours are free. It's actually where Estonia's parliament is now, and you can even see parliament sessions if you're there at the right time. So the whole area is lovely to explore, and you're literally talking like 10 minutes from that old town. Like, it's all very accessible, all very walkable within, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour.
And what about palaces?
Yeah, there's another palace that we didn't actually get to, but it's a little bit further on the outskirts. It's called Kadri Org Palace. It's a little bit different to the other two places I mentioned, but there's gorgeous gardens there as well, and that's where a lot of Tallinn's museums are. And Estonia's Art Museum is there. The Nigelist, I think it's called, museum is there, where it's like it's inside a 13th century church, and it has this steeple that you get a glass lift up to the top. And again, you see a view of the old town from there as well. And it's interesting because a lot of these places, I'm not sure about Cadriog Palace, but a lot of the other places are free to enter. And they even do, when you arrive, when we arrived actually, we walked up to the tourist office in the old town square, and there's free tours, like 2-hour free tours that go on all day. You don't have to pre-book them. You literally just go up and say, when is the next tour, and you join it, and they'll bring you to some of these, you know, as I said, it's the type of city you can explore on your own, but they, you know, you might find some places that you may not have seen on the map, or they'll bring you there, and again, it's free of charge. So that's certainly something I would say definitely make sure you do. You just get a little bit of insider tips and things like that from the local guides.
So did you mention St. Olaf's Church there?
Yeah, that's another church that has a viewing platform. The town is so gorgeous. The old town is so gorgeous. They seem to have lots of these viewing platforms everywhere. Now, St. Olaf's Church is only open from April to October, and you need to climb 258 steps to reach the top of it. So I'd say probably the other one in Cadriog Palace, the other museum there, or at Toompean Castle are probably a little bit more accessible than the 258 steps.
What about dining out? Is it good value? Is the food good?
Yeah, we had an absolutely incredible meal. We found this place. It was recommended. It was number one on TripAdvisor, and someone else had recommended it to me as well. It was called Ratus Kevu. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but oh my God, the food was absolutely fantastic. I'd say to anybody who is going, definitely pre-book it. I have links to all of these on my website. I have a Tallinn blog on the website. But I suppose one of the main things people do in Tallinn is do these medieval dining experiences. And you kind of can't miss them in the old town, because you walk into what looks like a kind of a regular restaurant, and they're like huge, big banqueting halls, and you'll see everybody dressed up in medieval costumes, the waitresses and everything, and you really kind of feel like you're somewhere from the 1500s, you know. And even at the weekends, you've got musicians playing, and they're using like instruments that were used in medieval times, like the hurdy-gurdy and things like that. So they really go all out with this whole medieval theme. There's lots of restaurants like that on the main square. There's a few bars or taverns, as they call them, which are similar style, almost kind of gruff people serving you in kind of costumes and like kind of theatrical style, I'd say. And again, they're just totally worth going into, even just for a pint or just to get some pastries or something like that. It's all really quite a unique experience, the medieval square. As I said, it does feel almost like a film set rather than an actual, you know, living, working city.
Okay, you went on a Saturday morning, came back on a Monday lunchtime. You've done a few examples. If you were to go the weekend after next, or in March or in May, tell us about the prices you can get.
They're just so cheap, Matt. Like, the flights with Ryanair on the 8th of February are €70 return out Saturday morning, back Monday lunchtime. The Savoy Boutique Hotel, which is right in the centre of the old town, like, it's €80 per person. So for two nights, you're talking €150 per person. For a five-star hotel for two nights, including the flights to Radisson, it's €188 per person. And the flights in March, like, the prices in March are literally €20 more than that. Like, that's how reasonable it is to get to. And, you know, and as I said, most of the activities are free. Dining out, I'd say it's quite renowned for its nightlife. You will see some stags and hens and things like that, because there's a big beer scene, a nightclub scene. But I wouldn't pay, it's not, you know, extremely cheap eating out and dining out, but it's not expensive either. It's definitely cheaper than here.
And would you take a day trip to Helsinki? Because you can go by the ferry, but if you've gone all the way to Tallinn, would you really spend a couple of hours over and a couple of hours back to Helsinki for a day trip?
Well, you certainly probably wouldn't at the moment, because, well, it's definitely only going for the 2 days. And it's also extremely cold there, I'd say, as well, with your 2 hours on the Baltic Sea. But the flights change from April onwards, and you can go for three nights or four nights, of course, as well, if you want to go.
Okay.
It goes Thursday to Sunday or Sunday to Thursday. So I picked out the 22nd of May. The flights there were 118 return. And the apartments that we stayed in, which are really good, right in the centre, they're better value for the apartments in the hotel at that time of year. For the three nights with the flights, it's €300 per person. And then I think if you were going for three or four nights, you could definitely do the day trip to Helsinki. It's 2 hours. It's about €40 return on the ferry. And if you go out early in the morning and back in the evening, you can have 9 hours there. So I think in the summertime, yeah, definitely it would be a nice day trip to do.
Thank you very much for that, Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie, where you can find out more details.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof that being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.